Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome to our Advent series. Yesterday, we lit the joy candle at Heart City Church. The joy candle symbolizes celebration time is drawing near. We rejoice that the Lord is near. And when we come to Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55, that's what we hear the pregnant Virgin Mary is doing as she bursts out into a song. Listen. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever. Wow! Did you catch how joyful Mary was? Friend, are you rejoicing that Christmas is drawing near when we celebrate Jesus coming? Now, some of us may say, Joel, it's hard to rejoice right now. I look at the things going on in our nation and in the world. There's so much evil. Powerful people abusing the poor. Folks are starving. The rich just get richer. And my own situation, personally, is not what I want. Friend, let us consider what is causing Mary's joy. It's certainly not the present circumstances. If we think the world is messed up in our day, consider being a poor pregnant Jewish girl living in the days of Roman occupation, where the disparity between the rich and the poor is far greater than our own, and the government could care less about anybody's well-being among the poor. I mean, consider what King Herod does after he hears about baby Jesus' birth. So how is it that Mary can rejoice and have great joy? Here's the secret. Mary has learned to magnify her God. And you may say, Joel, how do you magnify an infinite God? Well, I go back to my childhood for help here. Back when Joel was a junior scientist, I had both a microscope and a telescope to help me better make sense of things around me by making them more visible. My microscope magnified small things, so that they appeared much larger, while my telescope made things that actually were very large, like stars and planets, yet looked small with the naked eye, it made them larger, appear more as they really were. The telescope illustrates what Mary is doing, because God is large, but oftentimes we struggle to see him. You and I, we're prone to set our telescope aside in favor of our microscope. We pull out the microscope and make people and the problems of our world really big. And when we do that, it's no wonder we struggle to find joy. Here's the solution. Are you frustrated with all those prideful people? Put away the microscope and stop magnifying them. Frustrated with the government? Stop magnifying it. Frustrated by all the problems of the 21st century? Stop magnifying them. Set aside your microscope and pull out your telescope and see the vastness of God's plan, and peer into all the intricacies, the multifaceted, incredible plan of salvation that have been going on for thousands of years. Mary goes all the way back to the promises made to Abraham, and she sees how God has never stopped working, but kept things moving along from generation to generation, so that everything was in place for his son to come at the perfect time. And she magnifies God's might, his holiness, and it seems like especially his mercy for folks like her, those of lowly estate. If we want joy, friend, we need to do like Mary and train our telescopes on God like she does. Did you notice with this telescope, Mary can rejoice about total transformation of the whole world as though it's already done? She said, the proud are scattered, the mighty toppled, the humble exalted, the hungry filled, all past tense. Mary sees telescopically that this little baby, small in the eyes of the world, is the most glorious person to ever arrive in human history, because God promised he would save his people from all the evils of this world. And as we look back on the Christ child victories over all our real enemies, sin, death, and the devil, we can rejoice even as we're waiting for his second coming. The first coming of our Lord guarantees a reversal that is as good as done. I encourage you to make Mary's joy your own by magnifying God as Christmas draws near, to view God as so big that everything he has promised is already done even as we wait, that the not yet of the glory to come has broken into the already now of our lives. So we can and we will rejoice no matter what faces us going forward. Remember, friend, the countdown is underway, and we're actually nearer to the eternal joys of heaven than even Mary was 2,000 years ago. Remember who you are and who you belong to.